I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage. Utah Fireworks on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy. It's 98 degrees. KSL's top story. Developing news, Salt Lake City won't let you set off your own fireworks this year. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the story. Paul?
Well, it's official, Jeff. Personal fireworks, smoke bombs, sparklers, they're all banned under Mayor Erin Mendenhall's new order. She says the risk of wildfire is too extreme because of the drought and the dry conditions. And the fire chief, Carl Lee, backing her on this decision, saying this is the kind of potential hazard that they have some sort of control over. Just yesterday, though, fireworks manufacturers told KSL that cities don't actually have the authority to change restrictions now, adding that the deadline had already passed. But Mayor Mendenhall says the law does allow for city councils to change the restrictions after that deadline, and their city already gave that power to the fire chief. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Fireworks restrictions are being announced left and right this afternoon. Daybreak has canceled its fireworks July 2nd. But the Patriotic Palooza will still happen. Eagle Mountain City Council says no fireworks between July 2nd and the 5th. Cottonwood Heights has banned fireworks east of 1300 East through December. Butlerville Days will still have a fireworks celebration because the fire department will be on site. A huge warning from Provo fire officials after a group of teenagers lit a firework that sparked a brush fire. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
It was a small fire started by a Roman candle on Provo's East Bench.
So what this has done for us is kind of highlighted what everybody is worried about, which is fireworks and the extreme drought.
The city's fire marshal, Lynn Schofield, says it was in an area where fireworks weren't allowed during a time they're not allowed, and now a minor is facing multiple charges with fines up to $2,000 plus the cost of the fire.
And we are going to enforce the firework rules and statutes to the hilt this year.
He says fire and city officials have done their part, and now it's up to the citizens to be responsible.
I absolutely want to scare people. I want people to be very concerned.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
On the road to Moab in Green River, their fire department is trying to stop the use of fireworks through guilt. In Green River, the fire department is hosting the city's fireworks show. The department says if you start a fire with your own fireworks, they'll shut down the city's show and you'll be responsible for all the firefighting costs. KSL News Time 4:02. We have developing news on KSL News Radio. A crucial vote on whether to reform the nation's voting laws is taking place in the Senate this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, senators voting as we speak on whether to debate a bill that expands voter rights. Republicans like Senator Joni Ernst are voting no.
It truly isn't for the people. It is all about consolidating power in Washington, D.C. This is a power grab.
Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell supports the package, which includes reforming campaign finance laws and limiting partisan gerrymandering.
It's time for us to say, let's not make voting harder in the United States of America through a system that basically disenfranchises people.
Though all 50 Democrats are on board, the motion is expected to fall short of the 60 votes needed. We will bring you the final tally when it is read. Lawmakers on the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee today heard from a handful of witnesses on whether Washington, D.C. should become a state. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser told senators that her residents don't have any representation in their chamber.
The prevailing constitutional issue is the Washington, D.C. residents who fulfill all obligations of United States citizenship but are denied denied any representation in this body.
Critics argue the Constitution mandates a zone where federal government business should be conducted. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy is on pace to see its largest growth in decades.
Job gains should pick up in coming months as vaccinations rise, easing some of the pandemic-related factors currently weighing them down.
The chairman credited vaccines and federal spending for the recovery. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
AAA is predicting we'll see the second highest number of travelers ever this 4th of July holiday. Spokesman Aldo Vasquez says more than 47 million people across the U.S. are going somewhere.
About 91% of all the travel will be people hitting the road. So we are going to be seeing higher gas prices, but even then, that's not going to keep people from traveling. They're still going to get out there and enjoy themselves.
Vasquez says you need to take your patients with you. Beaches and campsites will probably be crowded, and you should be prepared for airline flight cancellations. Another 100-degree day. The National Weather Service says we've hit 100 at the airport, the seventh day we've done so in the month of June. The record number of days with 100 or more in June is 8. The Weather Service says chances of beating or tying that record are pretty good. KSL News Time 405. Ricky, hot enough for you?
It is. How about you?
I don't want to go outside, honestly.
Yeah, you
know,
I
poked my head out. I said, nah, I'm good.
Well, I've been inside cool and comfy, but those driving on I-15, you have a new problem to deal with. It's a crash northbound I-15 in Sandy at 106 South, but it has been moved to the left shoulder. It is part of the delay. You're going to see back to 114 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Honestly, I took a bike ride earlier this morning, and it wiped me out for hours. Not that I was fast or anything like that. Just the searing sunshine and the heat working you over. If you work outside, I feel you. Turn the air conditioning to max, and my minute of news is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.